Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center. And this morning we have Dale Stogdill with us, ARMP. How are you, Dale?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. Pleasure to get to visit with you. How are things in Clarinda?
I love it over here.
Yeah.
It's good. Being a nurse practitioner is great. I've been doing it for approximately 7 years. If there's people out there not familiar with me, I started as an RN and I actually worked over in Montgomery County.
Okay.
And then went to graduate school, became a nurse practitioner, and I've been doing internal medicine over in Clarinda since that time.
What was it that prompted you to move and go to continue your education and become an ARMP?
I would credit a lot of the doctors that I worked with. I think I always kind of wanted to go on and do a little bit more, but I wanted to start at the bedside and do a lot of the bedside care and see how things worked, get that kind of experience. And then as I learned and figured out what I liked, I knew that I liked hospital medicine. I knew I liked ER, and I liked complicated patients. So that's kind of what drove me the internal medicine route, and it's been a good decision.
Very interesting. Okay, Dale, well, we have an interesting one that I think a lot of people will be interested to know about, the Eversense 365. Now, a lot of people are familiar. I mean, there are many, I think it's almost 100 million people pre-diabetic, about 30 or 40 million people are diabetic, and that's ever growing across the country. Mm-hmm. Many people are familiar with the finger pricks, but recent years, a continuous glucose monitor, and there are a couple of options or a few options there. But the Eversense 365, so this is something that was completely new to me. So what is the Eversense 365?
So the Eversense 365, you mentioned the finger sticks, glucose checks. That's kind of the traditional way that most people are familiar with, at least growing up. My parents had type 2 diabetes. That's what I was used to seeing. You know, you have diabetes, you're going to check your blood sugar several times a day. That's how we treat it and manage it. So Eversense 365 is a continuous glucose monitor. So it's a device that is monitoring, the short version, it's monitoring your blood sugar continuously throughout the day.
Right.
So instead of getting one check or four checks, you're getting several checks all day long. And I came to know about it. It's kind of a funny story. I credit my mother with this. I learned about it probably a year and a half ago. She called me on the phone and she said, you know, I don't really like my glucometer and I want to get this Eversense. You put it in your arm and you don't have to change it for a year. And I said, Mom, get off Facebook. That's not a real thing.
I love it.
And sons don't typically listen to their mothers, and mothers don't listen to their sons. So she did what she should have. She didn't listen to me. She called the company themselves, and they said, no, we're real. So she ended up being one of the first people that got an Eversense, at least in this area, Southwest Iowa, and she's liked it. And so that's exactly it. So it's a 365-day lasting continuous glucose monitor.
So when people think, which by the way, Dale, I would note that the continuous glucose monitors are great advancements in the treatment of diabetes type 1 or type 2. Great advancements. But this is just another, I mean, it is just a continuous glucose monitor, right? I mean, but it's very different. And I want you to tell me why, because, you know, as far as you said it lasts a year. So tell me about it. Tell me why this one is different.
So that's the biggest thing, the fact that it lasts a year. There's a few other options as far as continuous glucose monitors. They're all good. And the thing that separates the Eversense is exactly that. It's an implantable device. So you undergo a minor procedure, in-office procedure. You don't need anesthetic other than local anesthetic. It takes about 15 minutes. Not a big deal. And then that device stays in your arm for a year. It hooks up to an app on your phone, and it provides you continuous data that way. Your other current continuous glucose monitors are sensors that you change every 10 to 15 days. And it's kind of the same idea, but this one differs in that way. also, I would say the biggest thing is that it's a transmitter device on the top. The sensor itself, you hear about sensors. Mm-hmm. That's what people with the other CGMs, they have to put it on the skin. A small needle pokes a hole and leaves a little piece of plastic under the skin. They wear that for 10 to 15 days, as I said. The Eversense, we implant the sensor. So the sensor is embedded, and then you have a transmitter that you can take on and off, which is a nice benefit. And that's kind of how it differs.
Okay, so how big is the transmitter? I mean, sorry. How big is the implant, the device itself? Uh-huh.
Yeah, they say like a small, tiny pill is the way I would describe it. I mean, very, very small, a few millimeters.
Do you even notice it? Once it is implanted, do you even notice it's there?
No, people don't notice it at all. I mean, they kind of have an idea. If you're really pushing on the skin, you could feel it under mm-hmm. there. And that really just means that we've got it in the right place, but you would never notice it. You're not going to see distension of the skin or anything like that.
Okay. So then the transmitter, is that something that I would attach near the device that's implanted, or do I just have it? Is it like a watch, a wearable device? What is it like?
So the transmitter, yep, you'd put it directly on top of the sensor that's in there, and use a silicone pad every day that you would change that the transmitter sits on top of.
Okay. Pretty simple to use though, right? I mean, once it's implanted, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It takes about 24 hours. There's a warm-up period. It has to kind of calibrate. And then you have to do some glucometer checks. You have to make sure that it's lining up with a standard glucometer, which is the finger poke. You mm-hmm. do that like once a week. That's simply just to ensure accuracy, just making sure that the readings are correct. But yeah, after that 24-hour warm-up period, then you're ready to roll.
And it will alert you? High or low blood sugar levels, it will send you some sort of alert mm-hmm. as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's similar to other CGMs, and providers have different standards as far as when they want a patient alerted, or a patient might have different standards. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know when I'm 120 because I start to not feel very good, or some people are much more comfortable going down to 60 or 70, or somebody just wants a critical low. You can change all of those settings in there. And with the Eversense, which is nice since it's a transmitter that you charge and remove and put on off and on, it also has vibration alerts, which is kind of nice.
Is this, if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, are you a candidate for this, or is this a very narrow group of those individuals that would be a candidate for this?
I would say if somebody's insurance, if they have coverage that's willing to do it, or, you know, it's affordable out of pocket, if you have type 1, type 2, I don't really care the circumstance, I think it's a great tool. The more tools you have, the better you're going to be able to manage your diabetes. So I think everybody's a candidate. The one thing I would say is, at least at this point, it's not approved for pediatrics.
Okay.
So 18 years and older, type 1 or type 2, is a great thing to have. More so, I would say, though, patients on insulin, some oral medications, sulfonylureas in particular, can cause low glucose values. So some of your orals aren't going to make your blood sugar really drop. Mm-hmm. A very specific set of orals, and then insulin, you run the risk of lows. Those are the people that really benefit. I mean, if you're doing carb counting, you're adjusting insulin based on carbs and diet and exercise and all of these things, or you're a type 1 and you make no insulin and rely on insulin, those are the people that definitely would benefit from a device like this.
Okay. When you look at the cost, is it comparable to the other glucose monitors that people may be familiar with? And, you know, there's Libre and Dexcom, and would it be similar in cost to those?
Yeah, I would say so. At least through my experience thus far. So I've been doing the Eversense since last year. I'm getting close to a year now. Our diabetic educator usually reaches out to patients if they're interested, and She kind of goes through that insurance process with them and kind of figures out how much the cost is going to be as far as procedure, the yearly insertion, all of that. And really, it's in my experience, most cases, it's actually been a little bit cheaper.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Is this the only implantable continuous glucose monitor on the market at the moment?
I'm going to say yes. Now, remember the story about my mother. I've been wrong before. but to my knowledge, yes, this is the only one, and definitely the only one that's going to last for that 365 days.
What's the downside? I mean, you're telling me all the benefits. I mean, if you need a glucose monitor, a continuous glucose monitor, seems like a great option for people.
Mm-hmm. I really don't have a whole lot of downside, at least in my practice. I'm using it on people. I would say if I've seen anything, some people really like having their own remote for that specific device that they're using. And this one links with your phone. It doesn't have its own independent reader, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So some people might see that as a disadvantage, but a lot of people see that as an advantage. They don't have to carry anything else. They can just use their phone. So that kind of goes both ways. I would say the other thing is anybody with an active infection would be at risk. You know, anytime you're doing a procedure, you're creating a new hole in a person to put a foreign body in, if they have an infection elsewhere, that might be a little risky to do something like that. And then finally, just the office procedure itself, there is technically infectious risk, but it's low.
Right.
It's put in under sterile conditions, and as long as you use the proper precautions, the risk of infection is very low. So I would say those are really the only downsides.
Very good. We're visiting with Dale Stogdahl, ARMP, with Clarinda Regional Health Center, talking about the Eversense 365. Can you walk me through that procedure? Let's say I've decided to go through this, and I want to use the Eversense 365. What do I do? What's it like?
So you come in for a same day procedure. Becky Franks, our diabetic educator, usually coordinates all of that to make sure that we have all of the supplies. And that a representative from the company is there that day to get you set up as far as getting the app set up, all of that, so you're ready to use it, 24 hours after the procedure. So you come in, I kind of go over things, making sure that you're not hypoglycemic at the time. We talk about placement, where we're going to put it. I usually determine, right arm versus left arm, where they want it, where they're comfortable with it. It's usually inserted just below the deltoid, which is that external shoulder muscle, and just kind of on the mid arm. I lay you down. We decide on a location. I use a washable marker to make some marks to outline the transmitter size. There's a little template that I then use to mark the incision site. We numb up the area. We put the sensor in normal saline, which is a sterile solution. It dwells in there for about 5 minutes. While that's happening, I use a scalpel to make a very, very small incision. And then there's a special tool that comes with the insertion kit to kind of create a little burrow for that small sensor. The device, there's an insertion device that we then slide under the skin into that little pocket that we've created. I pull back on the lever, leaves the device, the insertion tool comes out, doesn't require stitches, nothing. I put a little Band-Aid on top of it, and you're good to go.
Pretty. That sounds very simple, Dale. I mean, it sounds straightforward.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of migration over the course of the year with that device?
I haven't seen it, and I would say that the tool that they've sent, for the insertion, the sterile tool, it's made for that specific reason. So you're making a pocket just big enough to make sure that slides right in and it doesn't create any large area for it to move around.
Wow, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So now on the other side of it, when you're going at the end of the year and you're going to change sensors, is that the same procedure in reverse, basically?
Essentially, yep. They send a removal kit, and then we would just switch it over to the the other side, the other arm. So we take one out, same day, put the new one in, and you're right back going again.
Wow. So you were probably, when you realized that your mother was correct, and there's probably a lot of lessons in that, Dale, I'm guessing that we should all pay attention to. That we should all pay attention. But were you excited to bring this to Clarinda Regional Health Center? I mean, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the thing I like about it too. Anytime you're getting a procedure like this, you want somebody that's well trained, and the company was willing to do that for me. I expressed interest, and this is just another thing that now we can offer for patients that this fits their needs. And looking at the website previously, because I started to help my mother as far as searching for an inserter, and she ended up having to go to Lincoln. As far as rural inserters, there's not a lot of people that do it. And it's nice to be able to offer that to the surrounding communities.
Okay. Do I need to come to you through my primary care provider to get a prescription, or how does that process work?
So really, if anybody can do it, and I think that's one of the nice things about it, you don't have to be able to put in the device to order it for a patient. The company would work with any PCP. If you're interested, bring it up to your provider, and they could start the process and move forward, and then they would set you up with an inserter that's close to you. So that could be me. They're going to get you to whoever's the closest, whoever's the most affordable to kind of fit your needs, which is great.
Very good. The Eversense 365. Well, I always talk about the advancement of technology, and that is certainly that. I mean, it just fits it to a T. So, Dale Stogdahl, ARP. What else do we need to touch on, Mr. Stogdahl, that we have not touched on yet?
I don't think there's much. If you're interested, I'm happy to see patients and discuss it. Always happy to manage new patients' diabetes and assist them. And if they're interested in Eversense, we can certainly talk about that. And also our diabetic coordinator, Becky Franks, is very helpful there. If you have questions about whether you'd qualify, more questions about the device, all of that, we're happy to help at any time.
She's a good one, that's for sure, Mr. Stogdahl. Mm-hmm, she is a good one. Well, it's a pleasure. I guess if you want to know more, ask questions. Just start asking questions and learning about it. Well, I mean, what's it going to hurt to explore it? So
that's exactly right.
Anything else that we need to touch on, Mr. Stogdahl?
No, I don't think so.
Very good.
I appreciate you having me on.
Pleasure to visit with you. Always enjoy learning more. This is just, like I told you, really caught my interest when I was looking at our topic. So thank you much, and appreciate it. Make it a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.